Okay, let us start our discussion of Sefer Yechezkel, A New World. After having done the other Nevi'im Achronim of Yeshayo and Yirmiyo, we start Yechezkel now, which is a whole new world. The Abarbanel calls this Sefer HaSefer HaAmok VaHaChamur HaZeh. Let's just today talk a little bit about the words of introduction, and the next time we'll start the actual Sefer and see that he is in Galus. In Bavel. Yechezkel was a Navi for explicitly 22 years, for about 6 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash and for 16 years afterwards. According to Chazal, he started even earlier, that he had certain nevuos in Eretz Yisrael. He started in Eretz Yisrael, and that's how he was able to continue his nevuah in Bavel, as we will see in the Mefarshim on the Navi. He was a Kohen, as he is called at the beginning of the Sefer, right? We have the Hayad Dvar Hashem El Yechezkel Ben Buzi HaKohen Be'eretz Kazdim on the Har Kvar. He was a Kohen. It's not clear his age, meaning we don't know whether he worked in the Beis HaMikdash before he went into Galus in Bavel, whether he was 20 years old already before he left, or not. We know he did leave with the Cheresh and the Mazger, which we remember that there were different stages of the Galus. First, 140 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the 10 Shvatim were exiled by Sancheriv. That was the much earlier, the 10 tribes from the north. 11 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash was what's called the Galus of the Cheresh of the Mazger. All of the craftsmen and carpenters in the Pashup Shat, according to Chazal, they spent all the time in the Chachamim. And all the great leaders of Klal Yisrael were already sent to Galus. Nebuchadnezzar knew what he was doing. He didn't want to leave any stronghold, physical or spiritual, in Yerushalayim, so he set them all into Galus. Little did he know that he was already laying the foundation for Bnei Yisrael surviving in Galus, in Bavel, after the Churban. But that's what's described in Malachim Beis and Perchav Dalid. It says that Nebuchadnezzar sent Yehoyachin out into Galus, v'higla es kol Yerushalayim, v'es kol asarim, v'es kol gibor yachayil, asara alafim gola, v'chol acharesh v'hamazger. Malachim Beis, Perachav Dalid, Pasuk Yudalid. Lo nishar zulas dalas am haaretz. Just the lowly people were left in Eretz Yisrael. Included in that was Yirmiyo. Yirmiyo was there up until the end, as we learned in Sefer Yirmiyo, and he even went after the Churban with the rest of Bnei Yisrael to Mitzrayim, where he was outvoted, right? He told them, he says, don't go to Mitzrayim, stay here. But as we learned in the end of Sefer Yirmiyo, even after the Churban, they did not listen to him, unbelievably. But either way, this was, Yechezkel went into Galus, into Bavel, already 11 years before the Churban. He physically was not at Churban Beis HaMikdash. He prophesied about it, as we'll see, but he was not there. He had a wife who is recorded in the Navi, as we'll see, who died in a plague, and there are no children that are mentioned that he had. Who wrote Sefer Yechezkel? That's the Gemara that we've seen a number of times already in Bava Basra, Yud Dalet Amud Beis Tesvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara there talks about the order of the Nevi'im, as well as the authorship. So the order of the Nevi'im, Sidron Shal Nevi'im, the Gemara says, on Dav Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Yehoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yeshayahu, Vishnei Masar. So, according to the order of the Gemara, Yirmiyo comes first, and then Yechezkel, and then Yeshayo. Why is that? So the Gemara explained Yirmiyo is Kulo Churban, Yechezkel is beginning Churban and ending with Nechama, and Yeshayo is Kulo Nechama. So that is why we have it in that order, in the Gemara. Of course, we don't have it in that order. In our Tanakhs, we have Yeshayahu, Yirmiyo, Yechezkel. Why? Because we have it in chronological order. Yeshayo was 100 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was way before, prophesizing, as we learned, at length. Then comes Yirmiyo, who was older than Yechezkel. He was already giving nevuas for 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that it was going to happen. And Yechezkel was the youngest one, and he came the latest, and therefore he is third. Treyas are all put together because they're small, and they all form one sefer, as Hashem we will get to at a later date. But that is what the Gemara says. Yechezkel reishei churbana v'sefei nechemta, and that's why it is in the middle. We'll have to get back to that. But again, the Gemara says that after that, going through the authorship of each of the Sfarim, Yeshayo did not write his sefer, because we know he was killed. Yirmiyahu wrote his sefer, and Sefer Malachim, and Echa, what's called Kinos. Chizkiyo v'siyato wrote Yeshayahu, Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, Koheles. I would have bet Shlomo, not for now. The Gemara says, Achik Neses HaGadola, Kasvu Yechezkel. The Yajik Atzakadola wrote Yechezkel, says the Gemara. Asks Rashi, Bavasra Tesva and Aleph, why didn't Yechezkel write his own Sefer? Yirmiyo wrote his own Sefer, Shmuel wrote his own Sefer, so why didn't Yechezkel write his own Sefer? So asks the Rashi, Ve'eni Yodea, Lama lo Kasvu Yechezkel Ba'atzmo. I don't know, why didn't he write it himself? Imlo Mipnei. If it were not for the reason shelo nitna nevua likasev bechutz laaretz, unless you say the reason is because nevua wasn't given to be written in chutz laaretz, v'kasvim elu lacher shabal laaretz, and the one when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they're going to go read it. You can't write down nevua in chutz laaretz, right? We've mentioned before that how did he even get nevua in chutz laaretz? Maybe because he started in Eretz Yisrael. We'll have to see that chazal. But Rashi says here nevua was not given to be written in chutz laaretz. V'chein sefer Daniel, Shoya Bagola, v'chein Megillas Esther, all of those were written by the Ashkenaz Gadola back in Eretz Yisrael. So only when they returned. Tosva says, what about Yirmiyo? It says Yirmiyo wrote his sefer. Mustabe, he wrote that at the end of his life. He wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, right? He was in Mitzrayim. We don't know if he went to Bavel in the end. That's just not clear, as we discussed. But Tosfos right here says, Vakasha, if according Rashi, to Yirmiyo nami b'chutz la'aretz haya, shehalach le'mitzrayim, v'nistabasham kamen nevuos, v'lo matzinu shechazar yotzer l'aretz Yisrael. We don't have any evidence that he came back. So you have to say some type of chilek. Rabbi Yaakov Emden on the Gemara says, well, at least Yirmiyo, the ikar of his nevuos were in Eretz Yisrael. Unlike Yechezkel, the ikar was outside. Or the Rinas Yitzchak at the beginning of the Sefer on Yechezkel says, well, it depends when they went out. Yechezkel went out when there was still a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore his nevuos weren't on the same level. Yirmiyo went out after the Churban, and Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha was Batel. And therefore, because the Kedusha was Batel, so Memela, just like, says the Rinas Yitzchak, the Gemara says in Masechas Megillah, that even though only on a Nes in Eretz Yisrael, do you say Hallel, but what happened to Mitzrayim? That was before they went in. Before they went in, it was okay. So here too, in the opposite way, maybe after they went out. Yirmiyo left after the Kedusha was Batel. And that's why. There's a difference. Yechezkel went out earlier. Yechezkel shegalo bagalos yehoyachin lefnei shebita kedusha zaretz lo nita nivuasa likasei b'chutz laaretz. Mashenkin Yirmiyo shenisnabe begola v'acharei shebala kedusha zaretz shaper nita nivuasa likasei af b'chutz laaretz. Okay, got to work out. There were some issues with that shita, but fine. Good. And he was called Yechezkel. The Barbanel writes every name of every Navi has to do with his mahus and his tafkid. So he says he's called Yechezkel from Yechazek Kel. His parents, obviously, Buzi, named him Yechazek Kel. He says Hashem wants Hashem to be Mechazek, this child. But Abba Renel says his Mahus was to be the Mechazek, us, to give us Chizek. That's some general points about the Sefer. In terms of the Tochen, in terms of the content of the Sefer split up into three parts. The first, as the Gemara said, right, Tchilas, Peranusa, and End is Nechama. The first 24 Prakim are about pre-Churban. Pre-Churban Beis HaMikdash, talking all about the behaviors, it will remind us of Yirmiyo. The next seven Chaf Hei through Lamed Beis, the next bunch of Brakim are all about Nevuos of other nations, as we remember from Yeshayo, we had a lot of that. And then the last Prakim, Lamed Gimel through Memches, is focused on post-Churban. As we know, we will have the description of the Bayis Shlishi at the end of Sefer Yechezkel as well. The Gemara again calls it Tchilas Churban and Sof Nechama. Good. The first 24 prakim, as we mentioned, generally, there are other things mixed in also. We have the Maisim Rakava, as we'll see. But it was Musar to the Toshavei B'nai Eretz Yisrael. The Churban's going to happen. You got to stop what you're doing. The question is, though, Yechezkel was in Bavel. Yechezkel was nowhere near the Toshavim of Eretz Yisrael. So why was he standing on the banks of the river in Bavel and giving this Musar? And giving this Musar Shmuz, right? They didn't hear it, so A, maybe you could say that they did hear it. Maybe they sent messages and they said, this is what Yechezkel is telling us, number one, which would be similar and mirror to what Yirmiyo was telling them. Number two, second idea is that these Jews in Bavel, they didn't come so not recently. They came very recently to Bavel, meaning they were part of the Toshav Eretz Yisrael. They were l'chor violating the same sins, doing the same behavior, and they also led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. All of them. So they're not like clean from all of this. So he was talking to about the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, but he's talking to the B'nai Bavel too. They also were guilty of the same problems. As we know, as we'll learn, they all assimilated very much. Finally, a third idea might be that a national tragedy of this kind, even if it's not directly related to you, it relates to you. The Churban something in Eretz Yisrael, something happens to Am Yisrael, something so major, so they have to relate it to them. Because Am Yisrael is one unit. So a lot of what he, Yechezkel, talks about is Musar. That's the first 24 prakim. Also, in the post-Churban, let's say the third part of the book, he gives a lot of chizik to Jews who were depressed. Jews who thought God had divorced them, abandoned them, Hashem was negated his covenant that he made with us in Avraham Avinu. So a lot of them felt that way. Because the Churban, and look what happened, how could it be that there was all based on Mikdash? So he had to give them chizik. Yechazkel, that was what he did. The Sefer is also a lot about Gumul, Schar Va'onesh, and the ability to do tshuva. And there were some uniquenesses about Yechezkel. More than any other Nami, he has divine visions. He has major divine visions. Four of them. Four major ones. Number one, as we'll learn in the Maaseh Merkava, Perek Aleph is about the Maaseh Merkava. Later on, in Perek Ches, Tes, Yud, he has visions of Yerushalayim. It's as if he's there. He sees the Toeva. He sees the destruction. Right. From the beginning, he sees Asar B'Teves. He sees everything. Right. Toeva's Yerushalayim. Number three, he sees famous Haftorah, the dry bones, the Atzamos Yeveshos. So see, is that a mashal? Is it real? Machlokas HaTanoim in Mesechas Sanhedrin and Parachelek, the Atzamos Yeveshos, and Paraglamet Zayin, the dry bones that he did Tchias HaMeisim to. And finally, the last 8-9 Prakim of the Sefer, he sees the Mikdash Shlishi. He's third base of Mikdash. These are all major visions that Yechezkel was Zocha to. And yet, the Das Sofrim points out, more than any of a Navi, what's he called? Ben Adam. Ben Adam, Ben Adam. He always says Ben Adam. That's what Hashem always addresses him. Why? He's human. Right? Throughout all of this vision and the amazing Maaseh Merkava, which we'll talk about by the Shem in Perek Aleph, right, he is still a human. Af kira machazos elyonim ma'od lohaya malach. He wasn't a malach, lohaya malach, lo moshe, lo biyad, shum koch miuchad. Right? It was just that he tried to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has many visions. He has many, as we'll see, symbolic acts that Hashem asks him to do. We had a few of them from Yirmiyahu also. But we will see, more than any other Navi, he is asked to perform symbolic acts. A Chazal already connect the life of Yechezkel and the life of Yirmiyahu. They overlapped. Right? Yirmiyahu was older. He started Nevuah 40 years before. But Yirmiyahu was in Eretz Yisrael and Yechezkel was in Bavel. The Abarbanel lists off, we're not going to read them now, four similarities and differences with Yechezkel and Yahu, and four similarities and differences between Yechezkel and Yishayahu. We're just going to focus on what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel, Omar Rava, after discussing various psukim in the Maaseh Merkava, says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Kol Shara Yechezkel, Ra Yishaya. Whatever Yechezkel saw, Yishayahu saw. Meaning what? In terms of the Maaseh Merkava, Perek Vav, I think, in Sefer Yishayahu, is his Maaseh Merkava, and Perek Aleph in Yechezkel is his Maaseh Merkava, and it's much more detailed in the beginning of Yechezkel. And that's what the Gemara is bothered by. Why is there so much detail given in Yechezkel and not Yishayahu? Why? Says the Gemara, Lama Yechezkel Dome Leben Kfar Sheras HaMelech. Yechezkel is like a village boy that saw the king. He's so excited about it. He says every detail. Uloma Yishayahu dome leben krach sheras hamelach. And Yishayahu is like a city boy who's more used to it. What does that mean? Three ideas. Rashi says, Ro Yishayahu kishashor sa'olav ruach ha-kodesh k'mo shenemar v'eres Hashem yoshiv al-kisei ramad isa ela shalochash lefareish esakol. Right? He didn't sit there and explain every detail. Shaya ben malachim, the Gadol Maplatlan. He grew up in the palace. He saw the Beis HaMikdash. Uben krach haroa es hamelech eino nifhal ve'eino tama ve'eino chash l'saper. It doesn't make such a big impression on him. He's used to it, and therefore he didn't go through every single detail. Masha'en kein, Yechezkel wasn't as used to it. He was in Bavel, which maybe makes it sound the question we asked earlier. Maybe he never worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he never saw it. He never felt that divine presence. And other achronim expand on this as well, Rav Chaim Yevalazhin and others. If you look in the Tosvos printed in the Ein Yaakov. At the end of the Yaakov, and if you look in the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim, they give two other ideas, both focused on the audience, not focused on this pshat of Rashi and others, was focused on the on Yechezkel versus Yishayahu. But but focused on the. I mentioned before that he's compared a lot to Yirmiyo, but here we'll focus the Gemara compares him to Yeshayahu. So the Rashi and the others focus on the person, but Tosva says Ben Kfar Sheomer Ra'isiyasa Melech Ein Maminimoso Lefishein Darko Shamelech Lios Bekfar. They wouldn't have believed him because he's out there. He's in a Kfar. He's in Bavel. You saw God. Come on, we don't believe you. That's why he has to go into a lot of detail. Sarach ulomar reisi ploni uploni asarim imo uploni ploni mesharsav kdeshi aminulo ken yechazkel rosa merkava al nar kfar hutzrach lafarish calls it a merkava. Avo Yeshayahu ra'o yoshev al kisei ramanisa flosrach lafarish Yeshayahu. No, he was in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. He was in the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam has a little different emphasis. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim in Chelak Gimel Perek Vav, he says again, like Chazal say, there was the same exact vision. Exactly the same. What's the difference? The difference is that Yechezkel's people weren't used to it. And they didn't know. So he had explained it more to them. They weren't on the level. They needed it. Yeshayahu lo haya bnei dor zekukim levayir lohem oso pirin, because they were used to the mikdash, they were used to the nisim, the base of mikdash, and therefore he didn't have to go into it. But either way, according to that, the last couple of pshatim, it wasn't Yeshayahu versus Yechezkel, it was the bnei dor of Yeshayahu and the bnei dor of Yechezkel that were the difference between the two. But either way, there's a lot of similarities, similar content between Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel. They're all grouped together. Again, the Gemara has the different order. The Gemara has the order in Bava Basra of Yirmiyahu, then Yechezkel, then Yeshayahu. Though we're doing it in the terms of the way we have it in our Tanakh, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel. Okay, well, I'll stop here in terms of the Hakdama, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we will get into Perek Aleph, the Ma'aser Merkava of Sefer Yechezkel.